So our discourse on the bread of life from Jesus continues this week. And as this discourse continues, it begins to become more challenging to the people who are hearing it. What strikes me with the readings today is this idea that there are kind of three different things going on. In the first reading from Kings, we hear about Elijah sort of giving up hope. This is after Elijah has sort of proven himself to be a man of God by working wonders. But in his encounter with Jezebel, he's confounded and he loses his power. He loses his focus. In Paul's letter to the Ephesians, we hear about Paul speaking about all those negative sort of emotions that get in the way of our ability to really recognize and be grateful for all that God has given us. And in today's gospel, Jesus uses this line, which is going to be a line next week that really confounds a lot of people. Because Jesus said, whoever eats this bread will live forever, and the bread that I will give is my flesh for the life of the world. And so in this discourse where Jesus is saying, I am the bread of life, it's important for each and every one of us to constantly mull that over in terms of its meaning to us. What does Jesus telling you, I am the bread of life, mean to you? What are your expectations of that? How do you continually focus like a laser beam on what that really means to you personally? And even more important, how does Jesus' promise of being the bread of life for you, how does that make you reliant on God and reliant on yourself? We celebrate the Eucharist today, and the word Eucharist literally means thanksgiving. I want to suggest to you that these negative emotions that Paul talks about to the Ephesians, all bitterness, fury, anger, reviling, shouting, they need to be removed from us. The only thing that can remove these negative emotions from us is to live with a sense of gratitude. Because unfortunately, all negative emotions choke off our sense of gratitude. And if we can't go through life with a sense of gratefulness for all that we have, whether or not we worked for it or it was given to us, we subject ourselves to too easily falling into these negative emotions. And it might begin with just a little hint of resentment. And so to focus on what our expectations of God are is really important. Because too often, I think we create an unreasonable expectation of our God. The reason I say it's unreasonable is because God loves us more than anything. And unfortunately, sometimes us knowing that creates this expectation of being entitled to anything that we want. That's where we get ourselves in trouble. Because God loves us beyond all measure, He also knows what our needs are better than we do. And so sometimes we create this expectation on God for something that we want that perhaps God knows better. We don't need. And if we continually focus on what we want, not taking into account whether or not God wants us to have that, or God wants that for us, we begin to lose focus. And then when we lose focus, sometimes we become too self-reliant. We give up on God. We say, God's not providing for me. That's where Elijah was. Elijah praying for death because God was so good to him and worked such wonders through him that it changed what Elijah's expectations were. And in changing those expectations, it became easier for him to be disappointed. And the more disappointed he was, the more he lost focus on God. And the more he began to rely on himself. And in the midst of that came the experience of despair. So we come here week after week, and we partake of this wonderful gift we call Eucharist, where Jesus promises this bread of life will give us life eternal. And then sometimes we step out of this space and we have a really lousy week. But in that lousy week, we cannot let us ourselves lose focus of the reality of God's love for us, the reality of God's promise to us, and to learn to be patient, to learn to be grateful, and to refocus on all the good that God has done for us and continues to do for us. It's only then that we will be empowered to taste and see the goodness of the Lord.